T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wasn't enough. I'm like, forget you and get her too.
Ain't that some?
Ain't that some?
Sorry.
I don't drive a Ferrari. You know the music, you know the time, you know the situation. We're all in it together. Lord knows, living in this city, people are going to drive you nuts. We're going to have troubles. Now's your time to let loose. It is Bleep You Thursday, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Intern John's in there handling calls. You better come correct because he's grumpy. He's yelling at people about where they're from, what their names are. We're also going to try to thread the needle here because a lot of people are really mad about cupcakes. I'm getting a lot of heat online. Dwayne is telling the truth here, but I don't like it. Going to be honest. Dwayne says, aren't you the guy whose family made you buy $30 ice cream sundaes?
Yeah.
If your wife wanted you to be in line at Georgetown Cupcake, he'll
be in line for 6 hours.
Yeah. Once you're married, that's what you do. There's only one place to go, so you do what you're told.
No, I disagree.
Rally captain. Now, I'm going to ask for you to explain something to me.
Mm-hmm.
Rally captain tweeted us. He said, when I was dating, I took a young lady from out of town who heard about Georgetown Cupcake. We waited roughly 50 minutes so I could GTD. By the way, they are good, though. Is GTD go the distance? What is it, Jeff?
Get the drawers.
Okay, go the distance and get the drawers. Probably means the same thing.
Yeah, but it's not go the distance.
There's a reason men wait in line for Georgetown Cupcake. That's what I'm learning. Let's get to these phone lines.
And we know, JP, you would be in that lamb line. So you got to stop getting on his only airway trying to act like you're tougher than what you really are.
I would, if waiting in line for a cupcake it was what it took to GTD, let's get some cupcakes. Brody, what up, man? Brody, you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry, man. I would honestly like to say I would put the smaller shop up against those overpriced dog chews you call cupcakes at Georgetown. I like to say bleep you to Georgetown Cupcake. Check out Baked and Wired. Baked and Wired is the best cupcakes you're ever going to get in Georgetown. And I would also like to say I haven't called in a while, and I'm still supporting the Jugs. I called because I wanted the Washington football team to change to Juggernauts. And we do, JP, want the Jugs. You might remember me or not, but I'm still rocking the Jugs t-shirt.
Brody.
I had one printed up. I'm going to send you one, JP. I'm sending you one, brother.
Send me one. Brody, what do we love? We love the Jugs. Thank you for the call, buddy.
We love the Jugs. My man.
All right. If you want to call about cupcakes, that's fine.
Or the Jugs.
I don't think Georgetown Cupcake's going to sponsor our program, so I'm comfortable with this. You know what I'm curious about? The infamous cookies that come out of Iverson Mall and Forestville Mall. Let's get those folks making some cupcakes. They make good-ass cookies.
Georgetown Cupcake, remember, it's JP and his people that said anything about you.
I will do the reads
for the cupcake.
B, the cupcakes are very good. I just don't understand waiting in line for them.
Well, you wait in line for what you love. That's basically it. And I think that's in any aspect of life.
You pay for what you get.
How much money we pay for drivers? Too much.
Too much.
So, but we buy it because we love the golf game.
Anna is in Leesburg. Hello, Anna. How do you do?
Hi, this me?
Yeah, you are.
Sure is.
Oh, hi. My name is actually Paige. I guess it's under my mom's name. What's
hey,
up?
Hey, Paige. How you doing?
Hold
I'm
on,
good.
Please.
So just I have never tried Georgetown cupcakes, so I can't really, you know, bleep on them. But I do have something that I want to say.
All right.
I want to say bleep you, Kanye West, because the way he dissed Kid Cudi and Pete Davidson, so bleep him. I love Kid Cudi. That's all.
All right. Hey, I'm sold. Appreciate it. Kid Cudi ends our show every day. We love him, too. Thank you.
Yes, love him.
Thank
you, Paige.
When John gets back in the room, which one of you two numbskulls wrote down Anna for Paige?
It was John.
Okay, good. We're going to get to the bottom of that. Numb Clown is on the line.
Actually, that doesn't sound like she talked to John, because whatever name pops up normally on the phone line, I think that's probably what he thought it was.
Well, the best is when I'm not working and I call in to just mess around with the guys, even though my phone pops up as NBC Universal and it's my voice, none of them can ever figure out that it's me calling.
No, they just tell you that they don't know.
It depends on which phone. It definitely depends, Mr. Jaime.
James is my alter ego.
James, yeah.
Let's go to Numb Clown. What up, Numb Clown?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing today?
Doing good, man.
Good, good, good. So last week when I called in to bleep you, as soon as I got off the phone with JP, I had an incident with this guy across this yard where I pick up trailers and run them across Texas. And I tweeted about it, JP, and I actually tagged you in it because it happened right after we got off the phone. And it was my 5-year-old son who was with me, and it was his first experience.
I think I remember this.
Yeah. So, it kind of messed him up for a while, and I had to have that talk with my son at 5 years old. I thought I had more time to have that specific talk with him, but unfortunately,
bleep you to that
messed
guy.
Him up, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so double bleep you to that Father Ducker.
Triple bleep and, you.
Yeah.
Quadruple.
And he's no longer working there anymore, so good on those guys for jumping immediately into action and letting that guy go.
Appreciate it, man. Be safe down there in Texas. Right. Thank
oh,
you,
yeah, man.
Clown. It's only fair. I'm a reporter. I present all sides of the story. I got this tweet from Aiden Dollins, who said, JP could not be more wrong about Georgetown Cupcake. Place is absolutely delicious. Is it trendy? Sure. But that does not take away from how damn good those pastries are.
But most things we love are trendy. Let's be real about it.
Not me.
You hit TaylorMade because they're trendy.
I hit TaylorMade because Johnny Mac hooks it up.
Yeah, but you hook it up, but still, it's trendy too. The people that's winning hitting TaylorMade most times.
I have a bleep you. Am I allowed to go, or do you want me to keep hitting the phones? Can I go?
JP, you're going to interrupt people anyway. Go ahead.
The best thing about yesterday with my delay being bad is that I couldn't interrupt you. Did you enjoy that?
You were trying anyway. And I just kept talking.
All right. Bleep you to intern John on a number of levels. One, the woman's name was Paige, and you wrote down Anna. So that's one.
But Anna popped up on a call ID, didn't it, John?
Anna popped up on the caller ID, and I bet my life that she said Anna, but, you know.
Here's number two. So John's in there, and I'm like, yeah, you know, John says buying cupcakes is effeminate. And I was like, is it? Like, dudes like cupcakes? I don't think of that. To me, cupcakes have no gender identity.
I know.
But John says, no, man, no dude's going to go buy cupcakes. To which I said, John, I went and bought cupcakes yesterday to celebrate Mitch Tischler's birthday. You know what the kid says to me then?
What do you say?
Yeah, but you're a dad. What the hell does that mean?
He's saying you're not cool, you're
no,
old.
No, I'm just saying, like, that's no, that's, like, totally fine. But I'm just saying, like, if I, like...
You think I'm wearing cargo shorts and bright white New Balances, too?
Nope.
Give me some Air Monarchs, Father Ducker.
But if I went to, like, Georgetown Cupcakes and brought some, like, pink and green, like, some fruity cupcakes and stood there for, like... And
it's getting
like
weird.
60 minutes, and then I brought it home to, and I brought it to like my friends who are like 17. They'd make fun of me. They'd be like, "What the hell is your problem?"
Bleep you, Johnny.
You're 17, John. I understand. But when JP does it, he's a hero. And JB's sitting on his airways right now, people, trying to act tough.
I'm not acting
tough. He goes and buys cupcakes a lot, and he stands in the line as long as he wants. We know JP goes shopping.
When I was first dating my wife, I would get her like a cupcake a week.
It ain't no first day. First date, you're still doing it. He would drive all over this damn town to find everything he got to find before he go home.
That's
or you know he's going to get checked.
Because we're all John. Trying to GTD.
That makes JP a good husband, though.
Now that I've found out what GTD means, I'm going to use it all the time.
Yeah, and guess what? You're going to get turned down all the time.
I mean.
You think I'm some little. Jeff told you what that is. I'm not one of the people he hangs out with.
I'm not out here trying to hit for average. I'm just trying to hit. I'm a power hitter, baby.
I'm pretty
sure about the strikeouts.
I'm pretty sure there's a Georgetown cupcake in Bethesda.
There is. People wait in line for that. Not going there either.
I don't know. Your wife might be listening.
Well, hell. If she's listening, there will be zero GTD. Let's go to Charlie in College Park, who is always hot under the collar. Hello, Charlie.
I'm not real hot under the collar. I'm just kind of sad and angry. It'll be a cold day in Southeast before I stand in line to get a 375 cupcake, I being a poor man's son who was born in the ghetto. Now, let's get to the serious stuff. Brian,
yo.
You are owed an apology. You are owed an apology, and I'm going to bleep the people who did not vote you into the Hall of Fame again this year. I don't understand that. I've asked you about this before. I think something's going on to keep you out. I can't imagine why. But I was going to apologize for these people, but they don't deserve it. They need to apologize to you. The other thing is, we're going to bleep anybody who gets online, social media, without being brave enough to give their name and advocates assassinating the Attorney General because their decision didn't go the way they want because of that sick person that they support. Thanks, guys.
All right, man.
Thank you, Charlie. It's you never know what level of seriousness we're going to get with Charlie, but thank you for the call, as always. Stop the presses.
Who we got?
Jera is on the line.
Uh-oh.
Hello, Jera. How do you do?
Brian Mitchell, welcome back from your vacation. JP Finley. Listen, I wouldn't keep talking about GDT or whatever after you just got cupcakes for Tischler. That makes you look a little weirdo.
Yeah. Hey, so, he was trying to go to distance with Tischler.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Brian. His homoerotic statements and stuff like that. But
love is love, brother.
Listen, my bleep you, Jeff Walker, I love you to death, son. I do. But if you're going to get in some kind of a wager about losing 40 pounds, you have to submit to urine tests. Because there ain't no way you're going to get a hold of a pipe or any of these amphetamines to start trying to lose that weight. That's the only damn way you're going to drop 40 pounds in 90 days. No other way. You have a better shot. Say that again.
We gave him 120 days.
I don't give a damn if you give him 365 days. Listen, unless you get a broken jaw and have to be fed by a straw, there ain't no damn way you're going to lose that kind of weight. No
That's
way
an option, Jeff. Jared, thank you for the call, buddy. Appreciate it.
Jeff, I offer my talent to help you with the broken jaw thing.
I'm sorry, I don't eat cupcakes.
An expert. Oh!
That's not even funny to me. That's whack.
Because, I don't eat cupcakes, so that's what you're throwing.
I'm not a cupcake.
And you can't hurt what you can't hit, and I'm going to leave it at that.
I think B could hit you.
Jeff, you are the most outspoken, arrogant, producing what you say you're going to do, person I've met in my life.
You never even seen me fight. Do you need to see some video?
I'm so angry for B-Mitch right now.
Have you ever seen anything about me?
Yeah.
What?
I seen you run a couple kickoffs back on the internet.
Ran through people bigger than you.
Okay.
Beat you in everything you say you were going to be close at.
Jeff, he played in the NFL for 14 years.
I don't care. That don't mean you know how to fight.
This is Jeff. Jeff don't care about nothing. Jeff is the baddest person in the world.
No, I never said that. But fighting and playing in the NFL
But you know what, though?
Didn't you just see an NFL player get beat up like 2 months ago on the internet?
Hold on. I'll pause. Landfill always tells the truth. Landfill, just as a question, do you think B. Mitch knows how to fight?
Yes.
Okay. I vote yes. Intern John, do you think B. Mitch knows how to fight?
I think B. Mitch would kick Jeff's, you know what?
I agree.
That is funny.
That's three. That's a sweep because you guys aren't allowed to vote on this topic.
Hey, man, y'all can believe what you want, but if y'all want to, we can put the gloves on. Like I told Linnell, just going out there and brawling, two separate things. You could try to brawl.
You and Linnell, I would pay to watch, and I think you would win. But that's two big fellas, young, prime of your life. I would love to watch Linnell and Jeff box. Seriously, I think that would be like if we could set this up, CK, salespeople, we go to MGM, like that would be amazing. I bet I'm willing to wager something. And Landfill, I need you to tell me the truth. I need you to move the ripped bag of Chinese food so we can make direct eye contact. Make eye love to me right now. Would you, Jim Andrew Mullins the Ninth, a.k.a. Landfill, if Jeff and Linnell were actually going to box, put gloves on and really box, I think you would leave your home in Sterling and drive to the venue to watch it.
I just asked a question.
I think how many rounds
is going to go? Because I think after one round, they're both going to be dead tired.
No chance it goes past three rounds.
I was going to say, now, you could give me a good 2.5-3 rounds.
You could. Linnell's got one round. Linnell's throwing nothing but haymakers and club punches. Jeff, I think, has some actual, like, sweet science in there. But the question is...
I think after a round, you could probably push both of them over.
The question is...
Because they're going to be so damn tired, it's ridiculous.
Would Landfill attend? I think he would.
Landfill, did we not see a guy play golf and then couldn't move one side of his body? You mean tell me somebody punching at him and he punching at somebody, you think he going to not be tired there?
Hold on.
He played golf and was hurting on the whole side of his body.
No, I wasn't hurting. It was just tight because if you're not used to doing that motion and you just start doing that motion, your body is going to be tight after. Come on, B, you know this, man.
No, I have gotten bowling before.
Your body is going to be tight
in a while and then you're going to bowl and then your leg hurts.
If you're swinging too hard. Which I know you're going to be doing if you and Linnell got into it. So I will give you 3 great minutes. And then after that, I think you might throw 100 punches in the first round. It's going to drop down to about 40 in the second.
Nope.
I have an idea.
I would do a lot of things to watch that. Like, I would camp out in the wilderness
for
a year. And like,
how about this? I don't know that we can get involved in this. My boy J-Rock texted me this morning. A friend of ours, Johnny Bean, is fighting in a charity thing called Haymakers for Hope. They raise a ton of money for cancer research, I believe. So there's already people fighting. It comes up in October. If I can get a hold of these people and we can get a Linnell versus Jeff Walker match set up, are you in, Jeff?
Of course. I'm not backing down from anything. Right. I wanted to
gotta
be
get
B.
a hold of Cottonelle.
Wanted to be
B's gonna beat your ass, dude.
And that's why I want Jeff, you because you really believe that.
Jeff, please just go with the flow.
Love young guys always just dismissing stuff.
Nah,
Jeff don't know. I box, I fought, I rumble.
Wasn't your dad gold gloves in the
definitely,
army?
I would definitely cool. make you realize that you would never do the
hand.
Same thing you told me about your dad. Your dad busted ass. I will bust that ass for you too. Let's be real. Tell you.
It's a win-win for me.
We got to go to break. What is it, John?
Just don't include me and Jeff as young guys dismissing things. That's a Jeff Walker specialty.
I got you.
Just when you think things aren't stupid enough, when we come back, we got weigh-ins. Is Jeff at 260 like he claims? Take the over. Is John 160 like he claims? Take the under. Am I under
Didn't
two
claim
bills?
That.
I don't know.
I said
know.
260-something.
Shut up. We got to go.
All right, caller number 10, give us a call right now, 1-800-636-1067. Let us know what's the significance of today, the anniversary that JP talked about early in the show. You get it. You get these 4-pack of tickets to the San Diego Padres and the Washington Nationals. 800-636-1067.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Listen, I hadn't been in studio for a while, been out in Ashburn at camp. I hadn't been in studio with Brian in a long time because Brian was on vacation, then I was in Ashburn. The return to all the boys back in studio today did not disappoint. What a damn day. Jeff Walker weighed in at 275 and has until December.
That scale must have been wrong, obviously.
Has until December
'cause I made
9th.
Sure I took this one here. At first, it was showing 5 pounds less, so it was like on the other side, so I had to calibrated and bring it back to right in the middle. Because it would have shown him at 270 then.
Well, hell, that would have shown me at 195. I would have been pretty happy
about
that.
But you weren't.
I know. I haven't been running, man. It's
Hey, don't worry about it. You know, it's good, man. It happens. We fluctuate.
We fluctuate.
Yeah.
How about this from Will Ferguson?
The only person who was happy with their weight was John.
I know. We're proud of you, John. John's just in here eating rice. My man's grinding, trying to get swole as hell. Will Ferguson claims, if Jeff Walker loses 55 pounds in 4 months, I'll come in and do a bourbon tasting and mixology class on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Sounds very cool. My reply to Will Ferguson is, come in and do that anyway.
Yeah, Bill, Will, do that because you say if he does it. He may not do it.
The odds are
when
against
I do
him.
It.
Yeah.
No. We're not going to worry about that. Can you do that in the next 15 days, Will?
Yeah.
We don't want to wait 120
days. Come in August. We'll have an August bourbon tasting. If anybody wants to bring a bunch of bourbon in here for a bourbon tasting,
I think we're open to it. I think Jeff got some type of secret diet that he's about to do. You know, they're about to go in and do that little tie on his.
Oh, nah. I don't
put
believe.
Put a tie on what?
I don't believe. You talking about how they be having a
liposuction.
tie on the doorknob?
Nah, I don't believe in surgery to do
all right,
stuff
okay.
that you
what
do
about a tapeworm?
Naturally.
You should have a tapeworm.
Let me ask you one question.
Those are highly effective.
When was the last time you lost like 20 pounds or 15 pounds like rapidly?
It was over. Honestly, I was in my best shape during the pandemic because like you said, it was nothing to do. But probably,
I'm saying you lost. What was the most you lost in the quickest time?
The most I lost, I never really measured that because even when I was playing football and stuff for my 3 days, they wanted me to like bulk up. So I never really counted weight loss.
I know this. Jeff Walker gained 15 pounds in one day because he walked in this morning telling us he was 260 and he weighed in at 275. Landfill, let's place some bets.
Oh, man.
All righty, Jeff, give us the update. You still Owen Walker?
Yes, he is.
And you are Owen Mitchell.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Tell me who I took yesterday, Jeff.
You took the Mariners and the Padres.
Did the Padres win?
No.
They won 13-7, fool.
No, they did not.
Somebody's wrong. I'll look it up. What about me and Lampo?
Oh, you know what? I got SF and SD mixed up. That's my fault.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sheesh.
How dumb are you?
And we're so supposed to listen to anything he says. Listen, I already know I won because I checked it last night.
He told me about it when the show started. He's like, I hit my parlay last night.
The Padres did, in fact, win 13-7.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so, now I got the logos mixed up.
I think I'm going to have to take over that job right there.
Somebody should, for God's sakes.
Oh, man, one time, boo-hoo.
All right, so okay. Jeff is 0-3. B. Mitch is 2-0.
Yep.
What are we in landfill?
Y'all are 3-0, if you must know.
Let's go. Big night. Jeff, you go ahead, because you have no chance of catching us.
I'm betting on the NFL tonight, and I'm taking the Patriots over the Giants. And I'm taking the Ravens over the Titans.
All right.
Know who he sounds like right now? I'm it. He bet on them damn preseason games.
Go ahead, Landini.
I'm taking the Ravens money line.
It's a big night. Mm-hmm. Big night, Lamphill. Odds are we're going to tie.
Hey, are the Yankees playing tonight?
Looks like the Yanks have the night off.
Okay.
O's play in Boston. In Boston. You ready, B, or you want me to go?
You go ahead and go, man.
I'll take the Ravens laying the points. I see it at 3. Is that right? Well, hell, you know what? If Lamphill, well, that's lame. I don't want to take the same thing Lamphill did. But that's what I was going to bet all night because the Ravens take preseason seriously.
It's giving 3.5, the Ravens.
Well, then, F it. I'm going to take the Pats plus 3 at home or 2.5, depending. Give me the Patriots and the points.
Give me the Diamondbacks money line. And then I'm going to take the Astros minus 1.5.
A lot of action. A lot of action for a Thursday night. So everybody knows, Doc Walker, the DOC, will be joining us tomorrow. Plus, we'll have Ask B. Mitch Anything. B. Mitch's triumphant return to Ask B. Mitch Anything.
Oh, wow.
I'll be back in studio again. The Commanders have practice tomorrow at Joint Base Andrews. Obviously, the preseason opener is Saturday, 1 o'clock.
B. say he's going to get a tummy tuck.
Congratulations, B.'s.
John, no.
That Jeff is
going to get a tummy tuck.
Jeff, any sort of cosmetic surgery is off limits in this.
I don't believe in cosmetic surgeries. That's why I don't have a hairline right now.
Huh?
Thanks for well, at least that you don't have to hold lose
on,
that weight.
You don't believe in cosmetic surgery? I better never see you with a chick that had any cosmetic surgery.
No, I'm talking about for myself.
Oh, okay.
Bro.
I was about to say.
I want to be clear about something. I support cosmetic surgery for anybody that wants it. Whatever you want to do to feel good, look good, play good, pay good, go for it.
So you can GTD.
So, listen, the whole world's trying to GTD. Whatever, by any means necessary. Johnny, did you need something, sir? You've been looking at me quizzically.
No. Well, Jeff won't be here tomorrow. I'll be doing Jeff's role, wow. Even though I've kind of been doing that today.
I mean, you kind of do it anyway, yeah. But
at least I'll be here at noon. I'll be here at noon.
All right.
Tomorrow.
Well, it's going to be a great show from 10 to 12.
We'll be re-racking this madness. Thank you to Ruben Frank who joined us today. Thank you to everybody that called in. Grant Lord. And Danny coming up next. Thank you to the boys in the aquarium. Thank you to Brian Mitchell. You made it this far, I owe you a beer. And maybe a tummy tuck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.